We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In Manhattan, and we got John Heyman with us right
John,
now.
John, you
got
to hold on 1 second because I want to make an announcement to you, Joe. In the building right now, Joey from Yonkers.
Oh, my God.
Do you recognize him?
Oh, of course.
I didn't recognize
Joey.
Him when I saw
you know
him.
Joey reminds me of?
Who's that?
Tell me if you agree with this.
Uh-oh.
Ernie, you agree with this? Doesn't Joey remind you of Monzo a little bit? Isn't there a little Monzo there?
Monzo?
Yeah, there's a little Monzo.
He's got six less kids, Joey.
Well, six less kids and a few more pounds. But I mean, outside.
Oh, jeez.
Well, he does. But I mean, outside. Joey, how are you? Where you been?
He's around.
Are you work out here?
He's in Yonkers. He made the trip just
Joey from you know, one of the greats.
Oh, absolutely.
He was with Joey from Yonkers was one of the staples of the overnight.
Hating Mike Piazza.
Hating Piazza and wanted Todd Pratt to play. I got all my lines from Joey. Anytime I needed to get an update on any kind of bet, Joey was there. Joey, it's good to see you, man.
I'll tell you this about Joey, and no offense, Ernie. Joey is kind of a producer for us because many, many times throughout the show, if I ask or you ask about
I know you've
spread,
mentioned that, right.
He will text me and say, here's the he has all the information. He's all over it. So he's a very important part of the show. We should start paying you. I'm going to talk to Cherney. We'll see if we can get you a paycheck or something.
Too bad you missed Cherney. He left. He was here before.
Yeah.
You just missed him, Joe. The great Joey from
Yonkers. Great Joey. Now, John, we'll get to you because the John Heyman Report is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair, it's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice, air, and PTAC, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The great John Heyman. John.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Pratt over Piazza. Pratt over Piazza. I never heard that one.
That was Joey in Yonkers.
Oh, wow.
He used to get down on Piazza. But great night to be a Met fan with DeGrom going down last night. Now, it looks like it's not as bad as we thought. He says he might pitch Monday, but... Oh, boy, John, you know?
Yeah, I knew that would be your reaction. I think we should be happy today, right? DeGrom's okay.
Well, I got to see him pitch first before I'm happy.
Relieved for now.
Relieved,
that's how
right.
I phrase it.
Well,
yes.
Look, the Yankees had the pitching injury news, and it wasn't good. The Mets had the pitching injury news, and it's good. And so you guys should be thrilled. I understand. I understand that the history tells you to be wary, but
yes.
It looks good this morning.
Well, look, Jordan Montgomery being out 6 to 8 weeks stinks, and it creates an opportunity for Domingo Germán. But Jordan Montgomery is the Yankees' fifth starter.
Right.
Luis Severino is their ace. If anything happened to Luis Severino, I think Yankee fans would be having a panic attack. But even more so, the Mets, in my opinion, John, watching them for a month, I don't really think they're that good at anything other than having two guys at the top of the rotation that are very, very good. I think their offense is okay. I think their bullpen still scares me. I think rotation 3 through 5 is mediocre. So more than anything, the
right.
Mets need Noah Syndergaard and Jacob deGrom to be healthy and effective because the rest of their team is not that good.
Well, I mean, but that can carry you a long way. We'll remember the Arizona Diamondbacks winning a World Series with two spectacular pitchers. Now, Syndergaard and DeGrom, not proven to be quite on that level yet, but they are excellent, excellent pitchers. You're right. It's a worry anytime anything happens to either of those two guys, and that's what makes the Mets a threat, those two guys. I would agree with you. They're not bad at anything else. I mean, I know you said they're not great, but that's fair to say. Their lineup is solid. Their defense is okay. Their bullpen is okay. But, yes, it's the two pitchers that make them a threat.
I'll tell you what, the Braves are scaring the hell out of me, John.
Yeah.
I mean, this team, this is a dangerous team. I mean, they got those two young guys at the top of the order. Freddie Freeman, who just annihilates the Mets. Markakis has been hitting real well. They're getting pitching here now, too. They're a dangerous team, the Braves.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman annihilates everyone. The best two players that they had in spring training, and everybody in that camp knew it when I was down there, were Acuna and Soroka. And, you know, obviously they weren't going to start with a team being 20 years old each. So, you know, I can't really blame them for saying, you know, let's not begin with them. And they didn't expect to be contenders this year, but... they showed that they're not as bad as people think. They're actually good, and These guys are special. Soroka, amazing. That this guy, 20 years old, not only from Canada, from Calgary. It is freezing
right
up there.
Yep,
to be this good a pitcher by age 20, he was probably able to pitch 2 weeks out of the year when he's growing up. So that's an amazing story. Acuna, fantastic, the best prospect in baseball. And, of course, you guys knew the Mets had his father, Ronald Acuna Sr., was not quite as good as the junior, though, unfortunately, for the Mets.
And they got this Albies, who's very good, too.
Oh, my
Albies?
God. Extra base hits galore. Fantastic. And Swanson's better than he'd been last year. They're a threat at this point. That division looks good, you know. I mean, there's one really, really weak division. That's the AL Central. The NL East can no longer be considered a weak division. The Nats maybe have gone a step backward, but everybody else has taken a big step forward.
Nats will be fine. Nats are going to be
yeah,
fine. Yeah,
I think you're right.
They get
I think they
they're going to get things going, so they'll be a part of it. On the Yankee end of things, last night was about two huge things. The unicorn sighting of Luis Severino pitching a complete game shutout, and the fact that the Yankees in 62 innings had not hit a home run against Dallas Keuchel. So here comes the Keuchel buster himself, Giancarlo Stanton. I don't know if that's his welcome to the Yankees, I'm a Yankee moment, but that was quite a performance by Giancarlo and quite a performance by Luis Severino last night.
Right. I mean, Severino is one of the better pitchers in the game, right up there with Syndergaard and DeGrom. And, you know, it's a huge piece for that Yankee team. Stanton, we knew he'd get going. I do think that the weather was bad early. That probably affected him. He's not from Calgary. He's from Los Angeles, played in Miami. And that probably affected him early. I thought he took it well in terms of his demeanor and psychologically. You know, obviously he was booed pretty heavily, and he was fine. He wants to win. That's what's important to him, and he's fitting right in. The Yankee lineup is the best in baseball. The Houston lineup not far behind. I still think Houston's the best team, though, because of their pitching. Keuchel's basically their number five starter. He's gone from Cy Young to the number five starter. He's still good. He maybe has taken a little bit step back, but the other four guys are just spectacular, and that's what makes them the favorite to repeat, I do believe.
Now, do you buy the we got into this a lot yesterday when you're talking about the Astros pitching staff, that Trey Bauer says they're doctoring the ball, and that's why they're pitching so well. Do you buy that?
No. Bauer is a Twitter troll. They're best to be ignored. I mean, you know, if you have something on somebody, file a complaint, have the manager file a complaint. Don't just throw out some Twitter BS. And I was glad to see Lance McCullers stick up for his teammates. You know, we're all playing under the same rules until somebody's been caught. They're innocent. Innocent until proven guilty, and Bauer's got a lot to say, and much of it is ridiculous. So I'm not buying it, and he shouldn't be doing that on Twitter. That's not good for anybody.
All I'll say is that you have guys doing things that, I mean, it's weird. I'm not saying they're cheating, but Gerrit Cole for a month has been better than he's ever been.
But he's the number one pick. I mean, this is not a shocker. This is an incredible talent who was underperforming in Pittsburgh.
Charlie Morton? Want to go to Charlie Morton next? He's in his 30s.
Charlie Morton's biggest problem was that he could never stay healthy. He was out a lot. You know, he's got talent. Guys take step forwards. I don't necessarily assume everybody's cheating.
When Jose Bautista went from
utility man to star.
I'm not saying they're cheating and Bauer, you know, did what he did. I'm saying that the Astros specifically have guys pitching better than they've ever pitched in their career at the same time. It's just a little weird. That's all. It's just a little weird.
I don't find it that weird. I'm not finding it that weird.
Hey, Joe said something yesterday. Maybe it's this. Maybe their pitching coach is, you know, just a soothsayer. Maybe that's what it is.
He's good. Well, you know what? These two guys came from Pittsburgh, and that's what people said about the Pittsburgh's pitching coach for a long time, Ray Searidge. And nobody accused him of anything. They just said he was a great pitching coach, and rightfully so. Brent Strom is good. I do believe that. Verlander was pitching fantastic, lights out, his last several starts in Detroit. And he's a former Cy Young winner. Cole, number one overall pick. I mean, these guys are incredible talents. The only one you could say is Morton, really. I mean, McCullers would have been a top two or three pick.
It's not one individual guy, John. I think it's more conjunction that Morton. And here's the thing with Verlander. Verlander's 34 years old, and you're right, he was pitching well at the end with Detroit, but he's literally pitching the best baseball of his career now in the last how many starts he's made. It's just, you know, good for him. I don't know what it is.
Right. It wasn't like he turned on a switch when he went to Houston, though. He was fantastic in Detroit for more than a month, 2 months. So I don't find it that odd. You know, Morton's the one guy you could say big improvement, but you could say that about a lot of people, late bloomers or whatever. I mean, St. Louis has got two of them out of nowhere, Jose Martinez and Tommy Pham. You know, I'm not accusing them of anything. Sometimes people improve.
All right.
I'm not a big Trevor Bauer believer. He should shut up and pitch.
What about Trevor Bauer's numbers all of a sudden being so good? What's he doing? That's so much
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
I'm asking it.
He's a talented guy. I mean, Trevor Bauer is a guy who was on the UCLA team with Gerrit Cole. They hated each other for whatever reason. I mean, and it hasn't left. I mean, Cole was the number one pick. What was Bauer, 3 or 4? It could have been some jealousy there. I don't know what, but Gerrit Cole has been a phenom. The Yankees picked him out of high school in the first round and offered him a blank check. Anything he's doing should not shock anybody.
What's your thoughts on the Diamondbacks, who right now have the best record in the National League?
Yeah, I wrote on this.
What
happened?
Mets game started? That's right, it's 1 o'clock.
Oh, the Mets started.
They didn't turn the double play.
You're directing our listeners elsewhere by doing that.
No, they want to listen to us describe it, trust me.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I can't see it because he's got it on his monitor. Sorry. No, I don't need to see it. You just tell me what's going on.
I'll describe it for you.
As I wrote, we call it FRS now, not FanRag. The name FanRag is gone, but with the Diamondbacks, I mean, they're doing everything right. They've done a great job. Mike Hazen came over from Boston. Fantastic. Went with the defensive catchers, turned Greinke back around. He had that fantastic year with Grandal with the Dodgers. Then he had the first year in Arizona, did not get along with the catcher for whatever reason, not on the same page. Now they've got really defensive-minded catchers. Mathis, one of the worst hitters in baseball history probably, but very good defensively. They had certain ideas that they went with, and they've proven out for them. Right now they've got an elite defensive infield. They got an elite defensive outfield. They've done this without Souza, without Lamb. We've got Taijuan Walker out. Now we have Robbie Ray out. I think the rotation depth's going to be tested, so they're going to go through some tough times, but fantastic job, and good job by you, too. And you haven't even mentioned the fact that the Dodgers have been sucking wind, and you were the one who called that first. So another good call by you on top of that knee trade.
Well, I'll take credit for the Dodgers. I'm not taking credit for the Giants.
I keep wanting to give you credit, and you're not taking it.
Because it wasn't me. I'm not taking credit.
My partner doesn't have a good look on his face. Did they score runs already, the Braves?
No, what happened was there was a runner on first, one out. There was a ground ball by Freeman, and Cabrera ran towards Ozzie Albies, clearly didn't tag him, throws to first, Freeman is safe. But they ruled Albies out. Or they ruled him out of the baseline, one or the other.
I was going to say.
And clearly he didn't tag him, but it also really didn't look like he was out of the baseline. But either way.
They didn't review it?
They didn't review it. There's two outs and a runner on first. There's
all right, who's up, Markakis?
Nick Markakis.
Yeah, all right.
To the Dodger point, okay, Corey Seager, I feel terrible for him. And when I mentioned to you about Seager's health in spring training, it had nothing to do with him needing Tommy John surgery. It was the fact that I think he had the hip issue or the back issue, whatever it was. Are they going to be aggressive? 1-0 Braves. Are they going to be aggressive?
What, are you going to hit Markakis?
Markakis into the corner. Freeman scores 1-0 Braves.
Oh, my God.
The Braves are hot. It's okay.
So am I supposed to be happy about that?
Swept
so that's going to make me
feel
better?
Good.
Braves are hot.
I'm a little worried about Vargas. I know
yeah,
it's early.
Yeah, a little bit.
But,
I'm a little worried.
Is it because he stinks? Is that why you're worried? Yeah.
No. He didn't. Didn't he win 17 games last year? I know
yeah,
we don't
that
go
wasn't,
by
he was 18, but it wasn't for our team.
Yeah, and he also stunk in the second half of the year.
Right.
You and your wins. I give you wins. Are the Dodgers going to make a run at Machado?
They are thinking about it. Yep. That's another thing I wrote about on FRS Baseball today. They are clearly thinking about it. They do think it's kind of a long shot. They want somebody now. Baltimore, I talked to Dan Duquette yesterday, the Orioles GM. He said that they've got to wait till Memorial Day to see what they have. Of course, he told me that in the afternoon. They've lost another game. I mean, they're sinking fast. It doesn't look good for them. I do think Machado will be traded. I think that's easy to say, even with Angelos there. But the timing is one issue. There are a lot of issues there, but can be done. The luxury tax does not necessarily prevent it. The Orioles could either pay the salary or some of the salary or take a contract back. as long as the Dodgers are willing to give up a big prospect, and that's the key. I mean, they're not going to want to give up Walker Buehler, the former number one pick, who's thrown a few nice games now with the Dodgers. So that's going to be the holdup. That's going to be the difficulty. They haven't called yet, as far as I understand, at least as of yesterday afternoon, but there will be discussions with the Machado and the Dodgers.
Do they view him as somebody they trade for and then sign? They're obviously a big market team, or would they view him as a rental? Because if Manny wants to play shortstop, Corey Seager's eventually going to come back.
Yeah, you got to view him as a rental. That's all you get him for now. I do know they talked to Baltimore the winter. Oh, boy, I'm sorry, guys.
What happened?
I'm watching the game.
I'm
now.
Behind on the
what
game.
What happened? What happened
not,
now?
Dude,
come on, tell
news.
Me what happened, John.
Not,
what
yeah,
if
I
we
can't,
don't?
I don't want to. I don't like to give
well,
bad
we're
news.
We're gonna find out anyway.
Hold
what
on.
Happened?
Hold
I,
on. One, two,
I don't
want
to be the one
Suzuki,
to give the bad news.
Hit in the air to left field home and run. Deep. Looks up, and guess what? It's a home run. So I was right.
So what
Suzuki,
is it now? 3-0.
3-0 Braves.
Boy, that Bogus, he's doing great. What a money well spent, huh?
Well, it was only a mere $16 million, mere bag of shells, as they would say.
Yeah,
mere
bag of shells. $16
million on Bogus. I thought you were going to say something else, bag of something else that starts
oh
with an SH.
God.
I didn't think it was going to shells.
Oh,
what
I wouldn't
disgrace.
Say that about
what
any, anybody. I mean, these are professionals.
Braves.
These are human beings. I mean, Vargas has been a professional pitcher in his career. He's obviously struggling at the moment, but, boy, Suzuki has become a player, too.
He's a monster,
Braves.
Yeah. Suzuki's
whatever you want to say about John Coppolello, that extra GM, he did a really nice job with that team.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
it's great. So happy. We're so happy for him, John.
Yeah, really.
Well,
I
mean, I wouldn't be. He's banned from baseball now, but I wouldn't be
I'm
too
just
happy.
Saying, but we're so happy for the Braves, you know?
Oh, I know. You don't. You know, I just like to give good news about everybody. I'm in an upbeat mood right now.
Mets could use Kurt Suzuki right now, by the way.
You got that right.
Yes, that is another thing I wrote about on FRS Sports. They need to go out and get a catcher.
Yes.
They're not being aggressive enough. I think Sandy did a great job this winter. I think he does great on the deadline, and I understand these kind of trades are rare early, but you got to go out and get a catcher. This is not working out. These guys don't throw anybody out. They're not.
They don't hit.
They're not major league hitters at this point. You know, I'm not sure either one of them is a backup at this point.
Right.
So you got to go ahead and get a catcher, preferably a left-handed hitting one. So because Plawecki will be back, he's a right-handed hitter. We got Darno later.
Plawecki's coming back. Oh joy!
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Great.
He's unproven also.
John,
he stinks too. John, let's be honest. How about Wilson Ramos?
That's the guy. What about him?
Yeah, that's a guy Tampa would trade. I mean, his salary is like $12 million or something this year. People were feeling sorry for him because he had that devastating knee injury right before free agency, but. Still came up with a $12 million salary for this year. So, Tampa would trade it. They traded a really good player, Souza, who made $3.7 million. So they'd
right.
be thrilled to trade Ramos. That one is logical. That may be the one that's
Can
got the best chance. I know they've talked to the Cleveland people. Cleveland doesn't want to give up their guys. I know I've asked the Arizona people. They like their trio of catchers with Murphy and the others, Avila, you know, and Mathis. So there aren't a lot of opportunities, but that doesn't mean there isn't any opportunity.
What,
I mean, I would have signed Miguel Montero.
Vargas,
I don't know why.
Oh, he's actually added anyone, only three runs?
Vargas got
only three.
3-0.
Yeah,
can I throw
see,
two
so
more
he
names
held
at
them.
You?
Well, Syndergaard
yeah, held
him.
He held them. He held them, Jerry.
Well,
he's got a 27 ERA
today. Runs.
That's great. Three. I want to throw two catcher names at you. You ready? Are you
yes.
ready?
Yes. I'm sorry. That was not a rhetorical question. Yes, I am.
I wanted to make sure you were ready. The Dream, Salvador Perez, and the other, Tucker Barnhart with Cincinnati. How about those two guys?
Well, I think Cincinnati, they got enough problems without trading a solid starting catcher. So I don't see that happening. Kansas City, I'd love Salvador Perez. Fantastic. But that's another one where Kansas City, Dayton Moore wants to hold on to their cornerstone players, even try to hold on to Hosmer above the objections of the owner, and kept Moustakas, and Salvi Perez is absolutely beloved. Yeah, those are two teams with enough problems right now that they don't need to create problems. Kansas City's going to trade. They're going to trade Herrera, which is going to get them a lot. They're going to trade Moustakas, which may get them something, may not get them as much as he's played because he plays third base, tough spot for a trade. They got a lot of guys to trade. They got starters, Duffy, they got Kennedy. You know, I've got a whole list today coming on 40 guys who are going to be trade bait, but Salvi Perez and Tucker Barnhart, unfortunately, are not two of them.
Well, John, you know, because you've given us such good news today and that the Braves have already scored three runs.
Oh, I didn't give you that news, though. I withheld that news.
No, you that way. We knew what you said was, oh.
I know.
It was like you didn't tell us what happened, but we knew something bad happened.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it was a natural reaction. I mean, I knew
that
was not going to make
you
happy.
No, John, I understand. We love you anyway, John. You
know. Okay,
same here, guys.
All right, have a wine, have a burger.
John. Well, trust me, we'll wine.
That's about the only wine I can have. John, all the love, John.
Thank you, John. Same here, guys.
John Hayes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.